The fall of communism and the arrival of the free market produced a boom in a number of sectors of the Czech economy. But one area that's enjoyed unparalleled growth is what's sometimes called the world's oldest profession. Prostitution. Much of it unlicensed street prostitution run by criminal gangs is commonplace in towns close to the Austrian and German borders. One of them is the industrial city of Chomutov in northwest Bohemia. There, the local authorities have come up with a novel plan to push prostitution beyond the city limits. But as Rob Cameron reports, the plan could run into legal difficulties.
Prostitution in the Czech Republic exists in a sort of legal grey area. Offering sex for money is not a crime, but neither is offering such a service a legally recognised trade. What is illegal is forcing other people into having sex for money or profiting from doing so. This legal vacuum means local authorities and the police are more or less powerless to stop it, resorting instead to harassing street prostitutes for breaking minor regulations in the hope they'll move on. But in towns like Chomutov, with economic problems and a steady stream of German sex tourists, they soon come back. Jan Žehák is Chomutov's deputy mayor.
Unfortunately, our efforts at cracking down on street prostitution have had almost no effect. The fines are meaningless, the women don't pay them, and they aren't registered with the local labour office, so the police are effectively powerless to stop them plying their trade on the streets. It's a game of cat and mouse. As soon as the police drive by, the women nip into a bar or a restaurant, and as soon as the police are gone, they're back out on the street. So that's why we looked for different approaches that would be more effective than the ones we're using at present. And one of them is the principle of, if there's no demand, there's no supply.
That approach, still being examined by the lawyers, is controversial. Mr. Žehák and his colleagues want to install closed-circuit cameras in areas frequented by prostitutes. When a man stops to pick up a prostitute, a police unit will be dispatched to flag down his car. He will be questioned and a photograph taken showing the car's license plate. The photograph will then be sent to the man's address with an explanatory note that it was taken in an area popular with prostitutes. The idea is that the man's wife or partner will receive the information and thereafter he will be shamed into visiting Chomutov for the purposes of tourism or shopping and nothing else. It's an unorthodox proposal, but Jan Žehák says desperate times call for desperate measures.
I agree that the idea is on the fringes of the law, but you have to realise that the people who live in the area are really going through hell. The prostitutes' behaviour is really beyond the limits of decency. A lot of them are on drugs, a lot of them are drunk, and the things they do to attract clients, well... So the people who live there, and they own the property there, remember, have to watch this going on all day long, from morning to night. The women shout disgusting things at them when they walk by with their kids. So this is why we've been looking for an approach that would actually work, even if it is an extreme one.
But it's too extreme for some. Several official bodies, including the Interior Ministry and the Office for the Protection of Personal Data, say the scheme would see Chomutov tiptoeing into a legal minefield. Lawyer Svatopluk Bunda from the nearby city of Ústí nad Labem says Mr. Žehák's proposal is legally indefensible.
What Mr. Žehák is proposing is on the fringes of the law. In fact, it goes beyond that. It's a crime, defamation of character, paragraph 206 of the Czech legal code. Because not every photograph and not all the information contained in a photograph is necessarily accurate. And if it's not accurate, then it's defamatory. It will defame the man's character in the eyes of his fellow citizens or co-workers, and most of all, and this is something protected under Czech law, it will damage the relationship with his family. It could lead to a divorce. It could lead to the breakup of his family or the loss of his children. This proposal truly contravenes Czech law, and therefore I, as a lawyer, cannot agree with it.
Even Mr. Zhehak from Komitov City Hall points out this is just a proposal and is still being consulted with the authorities in Prague and the city's own lawyers. If it is introduced, it is likely to be challenged immediately and seems so controversial it's unlikely to serve as a model for other towns in the same situation.
Rob Cameron with that report, and it's time to move further afield again to Scotland.